that due to our economic downturn, our committee has put together a list of proposed fiscal 2009 budget cuts, which is this current budget year, which ends June 30. The proposed reductions would reduce the current budget by 4.5%. And again, the approved budget was 5% less than the 2008 budget. So basically, we're looking at, if you concurred with these proposed reductions, 10% less than the previous year. The budget committee worked with each department head, and we evaluated their input and added some of our own, and we've put this together as a report to you as to some suggestions that we have. The first sheet here shows basically an outline of some of the proposed cuts, staffing, reduction in the number of full-time employees, and we've done this through attrition. Basically, we've tried to fill neat openings that we have with employees from other offices that are not as busy as they were in previous years. That doesn't always work because of the level of knowledge needed for some positions, like, for instance, a paramedic. Office reorganizations, especially regarding code enforcement, has been something that we've looked at. Reduction in use of take-home vehicles, we are taking that as, you know, we do have a number of employees that have take-home vehicles because of certain on-call needs and whatnot, but we've tried to reduce that. Continued reduction in travels and seminars, which there's a special approval process for that.
How many take-home vehicles, how many vehicles do we have, basically? And then how many of those are take-home? Do we have that?
We have, it was over...
Over 200 vehicles and a little over 100 are take-home, yeah. I think.
And that includes wastewater, all our wastewater operations.
A total
and
of 200, and of the 200, half of them approximately are take-homes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have it? Is that right? About 100?
117.
Take-home.
Okay.
117 take-home.
Now, does that include the sheriff's office?
Yes.
Okay.
Includes everyone that commutes.
What we've done on that, we'll explain, is Kathy Roth and Gina Jennings have worked with each department head, and we've asked for justifications. I asked for justification from each department head as to why that each individual that they are still recommending to have a take-home vehicle needs it. We've got some more changes to make on that.
And I'm assuming all personnel changes or take-home vehicle changes have nothing to do with their political registration, right?
That's true.
Right. Thank you very much.
If that was the case, there would be very few Republicans driving.
Is that right?
Do we have a policy, David, in place at all, or is it just something that each individual case gets judged or somebody makes a request?
In the past, for take-home vehicles, it has to be approved by the county administrator, and over the years, a number of these have... I mean, we're taking a hard look at it right now.
Okay,
it
hasn't been. Okay.
So you'll come back with some recommendations on these 117 take-homes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Continued reduction in travel and seminars, reduced dues and subscriptions, reduced supplies, reduced capital purchases, professional services, conserve utilities. I talked to Mr. Webb about conserving electric and fuel and heating fuel in this building, reduce printing costs, reduce programs and projects that we have, such as printing newsletters, quarterly reports, even looking and possibly at reducing the scale of the NASCAR function, employee health care, the employee health care conference that we had in the fall. Reduce uniforms, freeze non-essential overtime, and a voluntary furlough policy to enable, through approvals from the department heads, individual employees to take a voluntary furlough and basically an unpaid leave. And that would have to be evaluated by a department head because we do not want to affect the operation of that particular department. If you go to the next sheet, this shows some numbers that Mrs. Jennings and Mrs. Roth have worked on, and Susie and I have reviewed. And the largest item is the first one, positions not filled. We have, as of the end of December, we had 520 full-time employees versus a budget of 549 full-time employees. So each employee, we have not only salary costs, but we have group hospital costs, we have pension contribution cost and whatnot, FICA cost, of course, workers' comp that adds to that particular salary. So we are estimating with the savings that we have and some of the positions that have not been filled, a savings of $1 million, as noted. Again, take-home vehicles, at this point, we estimated 33 cars to reduce the number of take-home vehicles, and that is, at this, for 6 months, we're estimating conservatively a savings of $17,000. Reduced seminars and conferences.
Let me ask you about that, David.
Yeah.
I mean, that concerns me because over the years I felt that we sometimes don't, our staff doesn't get enough exposure to a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
I know the county here, council here, we go to maybe one seminar a year or two maybe, you know, and when you go, you can, it's good for your education and training, et cetera. It's critical. Anyway, I think it adds to the efficiency of county government. I'd be a little leery of being too aggressive in that area because I think a well-trained, you know, staff is going to save us money in the long run. So I just have concerns about that. I've seen a lot of waste, you know, in other areas, but that one, over the years, I think we don't do enough.
Mm-hmm. And what we've done is not eliminate it, but where a department head had requests for an employee to go 10-day conference or training session, they send a memo to myself, and typically we will ask questions, and they have to explain in detail why this particular session is very important. And we've reduced basically those expenditures. But, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just cautioning. My personal feeling, I don't know about anybody else, but I would just, like Mr. Phillips said, would be too aggressive in an area. I think it's very important that we emphasize training and
sure.
You know.
There is a difference between a conference where you're getting a CPE credit and a seminar where you're getting actual certifications or knowledge, and trade shows where it is the bells and whistles of the latest, greatest software.
Right.
And maybe that's will help us delineate the line and figure out
right.
where we need to go.
I don't mind somebody like yourself having the final say on it, or the department head. I don't mind our department heads, because it'll fall back on them if we're spending too much money in certain areas. And you look at some one particular department, and if they've had too many frivolous expenses, it's easy to track. But so somewhere along the line, we need to have, I guess, some checks and balance. But I wouldn't be too aggressive. That's all I said.
Yeah.
I see it. I see these expenditures as an investment in better government. But I know you'll be very frugal in your decisions.
Thank you.
I also think that that's why we got computers and all these other communications. In fact, people go to college today on a computer and all other ways. So go from here to California to learn what you learn on a computer in 30 minutes. Is not the most conservative way. That's not the way I would farm anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I'd run my business if I had to pay the bills. So I'm representing the taxpayers here. So I don't know it's hard to justify these trips sometimes, I think.
And these line items include, I'll give you an example. One thing is building code training for our inspectors where
we pay
instructor actually come to Georgetown, and we have our staff, whoever, come and be trained by these
people.
Cheaper. So
that,
you know,
cheaper
we're not cutting something like
that
that we need to do. But if it's some of the other trips are not absolutely necessary, and maybe we can skip a year or two or something like that.
Yeah.
And those are that's what we're particularly looking at.
After all, we do have a college right outside of town here. So
that's right. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Certainly.
What else have
libraries
you
libraries or anything else or where else? So we're spending all this library tax, so we ought to be getting some kind of education around here. It's amazing what we call experts. Experts are somebody that's more than 50 miles from home, so I sometimes think this is the direction we take. We think if we get more than 50 miles away from home, we learn a lot more and we get a lot smarter, but I'm not so sure at that at times. Especially if we got plenty of money. If we don't have money, then we ought to watch how we're spending it.
Okay. The next item is to reevaluate our grants, community improvement grants. These are the county council grants. The budget committee is suggesting a 10% reduction in the balance of community improvement grants. That would be a $19,788 savings.
Is that a total from all of the accounts or just mine? Now, wait a minute, folks. I have been the most frugal. I haven't spent my money, and now I'm getting penalized. That's the way I look at it.
I think
Mrs.
Be
Deaver has the least impact on Mrs. Deaver.
Pardon me?
I think it has the least impact on Mrs. Deaver.
Well, that doesn't say much. You didn't answer my question. How much comes out of mine?
Sue has
that. 10%. 10% is 10%.
Yeah, it's 10%. It's 10%.
Well, okay.
Well, they're currently at 61.
If you have more, it's
a bigger number. But just think of all the people that aren't going to benefit from my generosity.
Suggestion. I have a suggestion. That they're currently at. Have you finished, Mr. Cole? Okay, thank you. Mr. President, may I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Currently, I understand they're at $61,000 apiece. Is that right?
Yes.
And that if we don't use it by the end of the year, why doesn't it go away?
Because in the past, the majority decided not to do away with it.
And I don't know why we have it anyway.
That is something we could look at or consider if.
Well, I think it should be a very small amount and to be used in the event of emergencies.
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
I think that's a horrible idea. We're trying to encourage people not to spend, and if we took Jones' philosophy here, we would encourage people to spend in order to get rid of their money. It works that way in all the state agencies. If we don't spend this money, it's lost. And I totally disagree with that thought.
It's a serious point because it could amount to, one, either extreme spending to get rid of everything in your account, or possibly it could lead to savings for the county taxpayer. Ms. Deaver, would you like to bring this to a head by making a motion?
Well, we've talked about a number of different things. I would move that these accounts be reduced down to levels that would only respond to emergency situations within each council person's district, and I would suggest a total of no more than $10,000 per council person.
Would you like to view that from the next budget year, or would you like to address it in this current budget year?
Well, we're in a bad way at this point, and I think as soon as possible that. I mean, I just don't like these discretionary accounts, and they're nothing more than council. They're nothing more than re-election campaign funds, as far as I'm concerned.
So, if I could try to frame that motion, it would be that all councilmatic discretionary accounts, including the community improvement grants, for the current year, be reduced to no more than $10,000.
Yes, and that money could be used to, you know, maybe. Not get rid of so many of these, maybe some of these employees are necessary to us. You know, that might fund a couple of salaries. And so, okay. You know, people need jobs too.
I have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Okay, motion dies for.
Let me just say, we're not talking about doing this in the next budget, so we're talking about immediately, right?
Immediately,
now.
Immediately, yes.
Currently. No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's just the idea that.
Well, let's see if there's a second.
All right.
If there's no second, the motion dies for a lack of a second. I think it's a very important point, Ms. Deaver, that the budget committee has heard loud and clear from more than just yourself.
Well, our revenues are steadily declining, and these accounts over the years have increased. It makes no sense to me.
I call it a slush fund myself. So, Mr. Baker, could you continue, please?
Sure. The next on the same topic of grants, human service grants, there was $11,000 balance that we have not spent at this time. So we're suggesting we cut that from the existing budget. Open space over over the years, this year included, we have money set aside, but by reducing that by $490,000, that would still leave us with $1.5 million set aside for open space, which is still on the table as a possibility. And I'm not sure what Newcastle and Kent County have done in terms of their commitments that we made last June. But that would still leave a sufficient money there if the council wanted to proceed with that. Water and sewer grants from realty transfer tax, $40,000. We have $40,000 that was not set aside for a particular project, so we're suggesting that we cut that from the budget. And there's housing assistance program. Mr. Cates indicated that we could possibly save about $3,000 from the housing assistance grant. Again, these are some difficult cuts.
I just raised this, that housing assistance is so important, especially in these hard times. I hate to see us cut that. It just sends the wrong message. And the Future Farmers of America, $1,000 doesn't seem substantial enough to have any real impact on anything. And again, they are, you know, agriculture is such an integral part of our economy. I would just say leave those alone. It's such a small amount, it's not going to make a difference.
So that there's no confusion to the administrator and the budget committee, I'm going to accept that as a motion so
I'll
that we can be
it.
Clear and there's a second.
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion and a second on the floor to allow the Future Farmers of America grant for $1,000 and the housing assistance fund of $3,000 to remain intact. Is there any discussion on the motion?
The only discussion would be if the other important thing I didn't want to, I'm just assuming that under human service grants, everybody that asked for money got it, right?
That's correct.
Pretty much?
Yep.
Okay,
last
so
week I took
so
in
nobody's
a
being,
late one.
Nothing's being taken from anybody. Okay,
no.
That's fine. I don't want to, because that's another area I think that's, since we don't have any social programs at this county level and everything else, that's where we get money back in the community, and it's not that big amount. It's 120-some thousand. What is it?
156.
156,000. Okay.
There are
I mean, for
some
a county this size, 156,000 for all those agencies that we give isn't a lot of money. So, but I will look at that later. But 11,000 doesn't affect anybody at this time.
Ms. Deaver, do you have any?
Okay,
questions?
That's my only question.
Ms. Deaver, do you have any questions on the motion?
No. I'm ready for the vote.
Mr. Vincent,
no question.
Mr. Wilson.
I don't know if we should vote on two at the same time.
Can't, probably.
Okay.
I think they should be separated.
All right.
And I think Mr. Baker probably has a legit reason why he recommended the FFA to not to fund it. Would you like to tell us why you recommended that?
Basically, we haven't received a request in a number of years. So we've maintained it in the budget, but we haven't had a request from them. So.
So I think that's a pretty legit reason why not to do that. And so, anyway, I think we ought to take our vote on these two separate.
Mr. Griffin, may I ask Mr. Cole, Ms. Deaver, to change their motion so that these may be voted on separately?
They're willing to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know, I had no idea that we hadn't had any requests. I'm just assuming that we were getting requests, and for some reason they had gotten some money, but they were getting short. But that's fine with me.
Would you like to withdraw
the farmer? If the farmers on this council don't see any reason, that's fine.
Sounds
well. If you taxpayers that's taking their money, us farmers would probably make out pretty well. But you know.
Well, I think we could.
We
make
probably know how to spend our money better than you do.
No, but Sam, I agree with you. I didn't know that was, but we could make it up through discretionary funds or this other, you know, community improvement grants. We could always. Find $1,000 there.
I believe I'm hearing that the motion is withdrawn.
Yeah, I withdraw.
Without objection, I would allow the motion to be amended to only address the housing assistance program.
And I'll second that.
Thank mm-hmm. you very much. Mr. Cole has made
yes.
that motion. Ms. Deaver has seconded it. One question for Mr. Baker. What percentage does that $3,000 represent in the total housing assistance that we provide?
It's $100,000.
That's a 3% reduction. Okay. Are there any other question, any other discussion on the motion?
Well, I certainly go along with the recommendation that Mr. Baker had offered us. I think it's fair.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote no. Continue, Mr. Baker.
Okay. And then also, of course, reduce purchases of supplies, permanent record books, postage, photocopying
supplies.
Excuse
me, Mr. Baker.
Yes.
I would like to declare that the motion did pass and that the $3,000 will be deleted from your proposed deletion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. We are recommending reduction in purchases supplies, almost $97,000. Machinery and equipment and other capital-related items that are in the general fund budget, $188,000. Professional services, legal, advertising, other professional services, $60,000. Utilities, conserve energy by turning off lights, adjusting temperatures, plus we have had a reduction in our fuel cost. So that comes to $53,000. And then maintenance and repair items, $55,000. Programs and projects, $75,000. Retirement distribution, under the group hospital benefits for retirees, we do not anticipate having the need to spend this because our number of retirees is less than what we had anticipated in June, $171,000. Voluntary furlough, we think we've probably underestimated this, but if only 50 employees took advantage of this for 3 days, $22,000 in savings. So that all adds up to about $2,471,000 in reductions in the general.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole.
Yes, can we go back up to professional services, legal, and advertising? Okay. We currently have, Mr. Baker, a lawsuit against the Department of Natural Resources, which I think is frivolous on our part that we're suing them for that. Over an issue which is already being sued by another politically active group that's out in the community called the Positive Growth Alliance. We chose, and that was the past council, chose to tag along on that and spend some money. So we're talking about saving some legal and advertising, et cetera. So on the legal thing, we could easily back out of that lawsuit. That lawsuit's still going to go forward if there's some councilmen here concerned about the results of that and how it will affect the county, et cetera, et cetera. And we could save ourselves probably, a substantial amount of funds because, Jim, there is going to be expenses, correct? We've already spent some money on pursuing it. So I don't see any reason why we should be suing the state of Delaware over protecting wetlands.
You're here.
That's just a thought. I mean, because I have had more comments to me about the absurdity of that. Because for years we sat here and said, if the wetlands are important, let the state protect them. Mm-hmm. Now the state goes and protects them, and now we sue them. So we're trying to have it both ways, or at least the past council has. So with this new council, I see no reason that we're spending that money. It sends a bad message and I have had more comments from people just thinking it's the craziest thing, and why are we doing it? And I just said, well, it was the past council's one of their last things. They had a majority of votes to do that, and I think we ought to pull that plug on that one right now. So make a motion. Actually, I wouldn't mind making a motion to do that.
Okay, you have made the motion.
Well, I mean, I know I have some more discussion, but
okay.
Before we move off this topic.
All right.
Okay, so if there is any other conversation I'd like to hear.
Mr. Griffin, I see in the executive session one of the reasons is potential litigation. Is there any chance that this particular topic may be part of the executive session today?
My understanding that it was to be.
Okay. Could I ask Mr. Cole if, because of the legal issues and the potential for things being said that may jeopardize our position one way or the other, that we discuss this in executive session?
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay. We're going to make there's been a motion and a second to defer the discussion of the Denrec lawsuit until executive session. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
May I address the issue of legal fees generally?
Yes,
not
yes,
related to Mr. Cole's comment.
Is this $53,000 coming out of your pocket?
Well, what I wanted to say is that our firm and Mr. Burrell's firm, I've talked to him, and that we would like to voluntarily roll our fees back, the basis of our hourly charges, to what they were January 1st of 2005.
Woo.
This good.
Mr. Baker, was this considered as part of this calculation?
No.
Okay, so that's on top of that. Well, that's a very generous offer and one that I'm sure there won't be any objection to.
Do we need a motion on that?
No.
Beaver?
Yeah, I wanted to mention something. I'm sure the public knows that council people do not have individual staff, and that a lot of the council people answer their constituents' calls from home or business or wherever they are day to day. And maybe some people think we do have staff. I mean, Robin's busy all the time with the minutes and all the preparation of all the packets, and it's about all she can do to get this all that work done. And I just want to make it clear that we do not have individual staff. And some people just might think that we do, and we don't. I'd also like to ask that when we get our packets, that if there have been letters sent in regarding an application for a land use change, that we receive copies of those letters. I'd like to know if my constituents have written letters, and they should be included in the packets. And that's a little extra expense, but I think it's well worth it. Some suggestions as far as, you know, printing and copying, that type of thing. I do need that.
Yeah. That's a very good point about each council person having an assistant. It's my understanding in Newcastle County, all 12 of their council members have a personal assistant.
Yeah, we were at a dinner the other night when somebody said, "Who's that person?" Yeah, we all whispered, "Who's that person?" And it was it happened to be an assistant to one of the councilmen had shown up at one of the dinners that we were all at. It's true. And for us to, we have to do a lot of our own work. If we're going to write letters and do all that stuff, we don't have somebody we can just call and say do it, because our staff's always busy. Overworked, right, Robin? Mm-hmm. Overworked.
Very good. She does an excellent job.
Very good comments. Mr. Baker, would you like to continue?
Yes. The next page shows our capital project fund. Again, these are non-sewer and water capital projects that Mrs. Webb had discussed that were included in the budget. And what we've done is we've reviewed that list of approved projects with the county engineer and come up with our own list of areas that we could cut. These projects would represent a 30% reduction in the capital improvement budget, which totals $16.4 million. Airport stormwater improvements, at this time we're not completely ready to proceed with this part of the project. They are working on the design phase, but it's not ready. The project is not ready. The tie-down ramp, that project is not ready at this time. Solid waste, these are properties that we occasionally purchase that surround our old landfills that we had. We don't anticipate purchasing additional properties at this time prior to June 30. Communications building, this was a project that we had in the budget to basically move an operation by the old EOC closer to the new EOC and add a bay for storage of our 911 unit. And then also property acquisition, we don't anticipate the need. We have $2.7 million in the budget for property acquisition at this time. We don't anticipate the need for spending this $1 million by June 30. So those are also recommended.
How about the new administrative building project? Where does that fall into any of this? Has anybody even discussed it? Because
we've talked about it in-house, but we feel that may be something that the council may want to address. We had initially set aside over previous years a total of $14 million. We spent $2.1 million for purchase of land out on the highway. So basically we have $11.9 million set aside for the administration building that is not included in this analysis.
Okay, I'm just going to put it on the table. I think this council ought to look at that separately and just decide if we feel, going forward now at this point, that this county is going to need a 40-some million dollar new administrative building out on 113 on that piece of ground. And if not, with the slowdown and other things that have happened, is there other ways to skin that cat? And if so, we ought to maybe just put that baby in mothballs and do something with it.
It's a very important point that you make. I agree.
But I think it ought to be talked about, put on the agenda sometime, and we actually, we can have staff tell us how we got to where we are.
Right.
And going forward, what it'll cost and everything else, and then...
Yeah.
Maybe some options.
Review the alternatives again. I know we have three new council persons, so, yeah.
Okay. There's another...
Well, go ahead.
Ms. Beaver, go ahead, please.
I just want to ask, if this building needs upgrades, would that money come out of that set aside, or where would it come from?
No. Mm-hmm. We have, for instance, roof repairs, which is a problem in this
upgrades,
building.
I mean upgrades, not just repairs.
We maintain that money in this... upgrades.
Uh-huh.
We did not... Basically, the main thing we have in the budget for capital improvements now is to replace the roof on this building. We did not touch that. We felt that that was something that needed to be done.
Sure.
As far as... there's been talk about, for instance, replacing carpet in the building. It's we took residents here in 96. Okay, so you know we've talked about that at least in looking at that in different areas, but we did not budget money for that this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The thought that we're going to abandon a 13-year-old building is beyond me. I agree with Mr.
Collins. It still smells like a new car.
I would, in the same vein of the big picture, ask the council to think about the policy that has occurred, at least for the last two budgets, maybe more than that, and that's what I would maybe call, for lack of a better word, deficit budgeting, where we go into the budget knowing our revenues are not going to meet our expenses, and we accept that fact and pull, as part of the budget, money out of the rainy day fund. It's important if we're going to have a balanced budget that it be a true balanced budget, in my opinion, where our revenues meet the expenses. Now, that's going to create a very difficult situation because we have falling revenue, but it is something that this council will want to start to think about.
Is that something you project in advance, doing it in 1 year, or is it something we would maybe phase into over 2 to 3 years?
It may be necessary, just my thoughts out loud, it may be necessary for the budget committee to prepare two or three scenarios, one in which you actually are showing us the expenditures to meet projected revenue, and then another that would maybe be a more not as difficult a budget, where we would go into the budget knowing we'd have to pull some money out of the rainy day fund. I would like to see it done in 1 year, personally. I think that we've got several months to work on this. It may be the kind of thing that we need to do performance analysis of each department to determine if there's ways that we can restructure this government to be more efficient.
Well, the other thing is the rainy day fund was set up to actually do what, you know, help us in periods like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we going to still put money into the rainy day fund if we're not going to use it? It sounds to me like we have a reluctance to use a rainy day fund. Rainy day funds are probably a very smart thing to have. So, I don't know. If we're going to have it, why not use it? What's the negatives of using it? Not to get addicted to it like we did to the transfer tax and other, you know, things like that. But so I don't know. It's going to be an interesting way to look at this.
It's going to be a difficult time. I agree. I would have to think about what happened to Newcastle County, where they were touting, I had heard, as much as $200 million in reserves. And just the other night, we heard that they could actually be insolvent within a couple years, and that's after raising taxes 22% over the last 2 years. So going through a rainy day fund is something the government can do very
quickly. Oh, I know. I didn't suggest that, but I think, I don't know, you can't have it both ways, so I think the rainy day fund's good, but we have to use it if we're going to have it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, don't have it.
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
But the thing about rainy days, we don't know how long the rain's going to last. We don't know how big the rain's going to be. So if we don't watch ourselves, if we don't want to start easing back here, we're going to get in trouble. It's just, I mean, this could last 2 or 3 years, could last 4 years. We don't know where this economy is going to go. So if we sit here and say, well, we'll just rely on the rainy day and watch ourselves and don't have a spend, first thing you know, we're going to be raising taxes. And those we're raising taxes on have had rainy days also. So that's not very fair to them either.
It's a very good point, and I would say it's good to see that staff and this new council taking this situation very seriously, because I believe it is a situation that maybe is long overdue to be addressed. Mr. Vincent, do you have anything?
Nothing.
If there's no further discussion, Mr. Baker, do you have anything else?
Yes, I have one more page. These are some items that we did not envision being able to address in this budget year, but considerations for next budget year and in the future. Grant reductions, further grant reductions in water and sewer grants, community improvement grants, 100 front foot assessment cap for sewer districts. Look at that. Fire Service, Sussex Conservation District, Open Space, and so on. University of Delaware. Improve fleet management. Mr. Shade will explain to you. He's on the agenda regarding selling surplus vehicles and equipment. Vehicle replacement less often. County cell phone usage evaluation to try to save in that regard. Bookmobile service. That is... You know, we provide a bookmobile service. Is that something that we would want to continue with? Reduce rental costs by using other county buildings. Early retirement option evaluation to look at. Healthcare plan changes. Again, that was discussed previously. Provide different levels of healthcare coverage, new options for employees, and increase in possibility of increasing contributions from employees. Water and sewer district reimbursement to the general fund for administrative costs. This is something that we did in previous years, and we are suggesting we look at that. We also would like to reimburse from water and sewer districts for loans from the realty transfer tax funds. Basically, we use realty transfer tax to fund some of the new projects, and we're foregoing CD interest. Not that it's a lot of money, but it would still be a savings for the sewer districts, because to go to borrow the money from a bank would be a higher interest rate.
So you're saying in the past we've been giving grants, right?
This is a loan.
Okay, you're not talking about taking some of the previous grants and try to get those back, because we're now going to call them loans. You're talking about moving forward, instead of giving grants, we'll look to loans.
Right. Well, actually, we do loans now. For instance, just to give you an example, say Johnson's Corner Sewer Project or Millville. We're into construction now. Millville Sewer Project. We arrange financing through bonds and whatnot, and through USDA and the state SRF loan program. But what we've done is, in the meantime, when the bills come in, until we receive the money from the bonds, then we loan the district money so we can pay the contractors and whatnot. Instead of going to the bank and borrowing money, we've been loaning money from realty transfer tax, because it's a savings for the sewer district.
And do you charge interest?
And we haven't been charging interest.
We haven't.
So this proposal, we would charge interest to that sewer project. It still would be less than what we would do if we went to the bank.
Like a state revolving fund does charge interest, but at a lower rate.
Yes, it would
still, typically see.
Yeah. Basically we would recover the interest that we would from an investment in the CD, whatever, from the sewer district. And, you know, so.
Yeah. You say you loan to the contractors. Are you talking about private businesses?
No. The way it works is the county engineer would come in with a contract, say for a construction contract that's bid out for a company, and then we would be the county would be responsible for making monthly payments to that contractor, and we make those monthly payments, but we have to borrow, we have to fund that up front, because the bonds that we've worked out, for instance USDA bonds, we're not able to close those bonds till the project is like 90% done, so we have to fund it up front until those bonds are closed. So instead of going to the bank and borrowing on a temporary basis, we've been using realty transfer tax as a loan. And basically what we're saying is we would like to be reimbursed that interest cost that we've foregone.
Mr. Baker, do you believe that these considerations are part of this current budget or primarily in the next?
These are mostly next budget, but that one I would like to do this year.
Okay.
I would like,
starting right now.
I think we can do that this year.
Anything else, Mr. Baker?
No.
We don't want to reduce hours here at our, we keep normal hours, right? And now, what are our hours?
Well, that was something that we would consider, looking at the hours that this building is open to the public. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean county working 8:30 to 4:30 hours. I mean from weekends, and our title searchers use the building. For instance, we were in here yesterday working, and there were probably 20 plus title searchers down in Recorder Deeds office. So even though it was a holiday, they were in here working, and we have a security guard, and they have their pass and whatnot, and we let them come in and work. But that's something we can look at. Do we need to keep this building open basically with security guard 24 hours a day?
Again, I'm not familiar because I'm never here at those time hours, but when those people are downstairs working, we don't bring on extra people, do we? Always have a security guard here, no matter what.
We have
what.
A security guard here, yes.
So we still have one security guard, and he checks them as they come and go.
Yes, he checks to be sure.
Where would we save money? I'm just
the
trying only, to...
The savings would be on energy in the building, and also on security guard costs. So that's something to look at. We're not making recommendations at this time.
Just turn the heat down. That'll keep them working faster. Help faster.
Anything else, Mr. Baker?
No.
Do you have a prepared motion, or could I offer one? To allow the council to approve your recommendation?
We do have one. If you would like, I can read that.
Please do.
Okay, be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the county administration to implement reductions in budgeted expenditures as recommended by the county's budget committee, and to continue to search for ways to reduce fiscal 2009 expenditures.
And that would be with the one amendment regarding the housing assistance?
Yes.
Is there a council member that would make that motion?
Well, is this? I'm just wondering do we have enough information to actually make a motion that this isn't in a process of, you know, maybe changing or something? Or, I mean, do we have enough figures that we just got basically an outline? I don't know. Is it something, Vance, we want to?
Was my desire to, and we don't have to do this today. It was my desire to give the county administrator the confidence of this body through a public motion.
Well, why can't we word it then that just says that we support the staff's recommendation? Or anyway, I don't know if we want to hold ourselves to something like this. This was just a schedule. I mean, I had no idea that we were going to be putting this in these numbers. I don't know.
Could you go ahead and try to craft a broader motion then,
well,
Mr. Cole?
Or somebody else? Can somebody help me? Some wordsmith down there? I don't want to just hold our staff and our feet to the fire on this, because as things change, we might want to be able to be flexible, and this might inhibit our flexibility. So the motion maybe should be to just, there's a consensus that we support reductions.
We have a meeting here every week. If something we don't like in this motion, we can certainly change it. I go along with Dave's recommendation here.
You'd like to make that motion?
I make a motion that we accept Dave's recommendation, our county administrator's recommendation.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
But we actually made some comments about reducing things.
Let me see if there is a second.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to support the county administrator's recommendations for budget savings. Is there discussion, Ms. Deaver?
Well, yeah, I want to make sure that we include that amendment or that previous motion regarding the $3,000 cut for with home
housing assistance.
Housing assistance.
So noted. It is in there.
Were there any other changes? I guess that was it. We didn't make any other changes.
Mr. Vincent, do you have other comments?
No, sir.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
No, I don't know. I mean, okay.
Okay, I'd like to call the question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.